Welcome back to the series on God's love in KCM's Online Learning Center, Believers Academy. My name is Wendy, and this is Lesson 2, where we're going to talk about what God's love does for you. The emphasis of this lesson is you. God loves you so much, and He expresses His love by giving to you. His love is full of compassion and favor, and it's all just for you. You'll want to take notes, so get a pen and paper. You may pause or go back at any time if you hear a specific point or a scripture you want to hear again. Also, there are study aids such as leader notes and faith and action worksheets on this webpage. It's time to learn that God loves you. Yes, He loved you before you were ever born. He loved you before He knew you or you even followed Him. He loves you now, and He will always love you. God's love is a giving love. It's a deep desire to help someone in need. God has such a strong commitment and a drive to care for people that He wants to give them the very best He has. It's true, God treasures people. He values them so much that no amount of gold or silver could ever equal their worth. Not only that, but love has a willing determination to keep on treasuring people individually, even if they don't accept His gift of love. John 3:16 says, "For God loved the world so much that He gave His one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life." God loved the world so much, He sent His Son to become a man, to live among men, and to provide them with an example of how to live, being led by God's Spirit. Jesus was the perfect sacrifice for sin because He actually took upon Himself all the sin. Then He took the punishment for that sin on the cross and died. When all was complete, He came back to life victorious because He had defeated the devil and death. Jesus gave His victory to man, even though man didn't deserve it. Now Jesus is seated in heaven, fellowshipping with the Father and looking forward to the time when those who believe in Him will be right there with Him. Remember in the last lesson when we talked about the words mercy and love are almost always interchangeable in the Hebrew language. Therefore, every time you see those words in the Bible, it's like a personal reassurance of God's love and mercy towards you. He's letting you know that in spite of your mistakes and your failures, He wants to deal kindly and generously with you. God is gracious, and you'll always find Him in a favorable mood. A perfect example of His favor can be found in Psalm 136. Each verse ends with the phrase, "His mercy endures forever." God wants you to know that His love and His mercy are available to you now and for eternity. Not only is God's love for you eternal and unlimited, His desire to express that love to you is also unlimited. Nothing delights Him more than the opportunity to give blessings to His children. As Psalms 35:27 says, "God takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servant." God wants to pour His loving gifts onto you whenever you will let Him. God's love is so good, it's staggering. You'll literally spend eternity continuing to receive all He has to give. Here's another astounding thought. God loves you as much as He loves Jesus. Look in John 17:20 through 23, especially the last phrase. Jesus said, "I'm praying not only for these disciples, but for all those who will ever believe in Me through their message. I pray that they will all be one, just as You and I are one. As You are in Me, Father, I am in You. And they may be in Us so that the world will believe You sent Me. I have given them the glory You gave Me, so they may be one as We are one. I am in them, and You are in Me. May they experience such perfect unity that the world will know that You sent Me and that You love them as much as You love Me." God doesn't consider the differences between you and Jesus. He loves you just as much as He loves Jesus. He doesn't look at failures or lack of ability. He loves you because of you. This great love motivates God to give you whatever He has. He offers His wisdom and His ability for you to use. He makes His power and His strength available to you. God places within you the gift of His Holy Spirit so He can be present with you and help you effectively to use all He's given. God's compassion and favor towards you surpasses any of man's gestures. Warm feelings and emotions are fine. Sure, you appreciate it when you're in need and someone is sympathetic towards you. But you appreciate it even more when those emotions motivate that person to actually reach out and help you. That's why the compassion of God is so wonderful. It's not just a passive feeling. It's not just an emotion He has that makes Him feel sorry for you when you're hurting. No, the very word compassion is a word that describes a deep and eager yearning that compels God to do something on your behalf. We see that fact clearly demonstrated in the life of Jesus. These scriptures repeatedly tell us He was moved with compassion. Interestingly enough, the story never stops here. Wherever Jesus was moved with compassion of God, someone's needs were met. Compassion compelled Him to feed the hungry multitudes, to heal the sick, to cast out devils, and to even raise the dead. Matthew 14:14 says, "Jesus saw the huge crowd as He stepped from the boat, and He had compassion on them, and He healed their sick." That's the kind of compassion God has for you. It's the kind of compelling love that so yearned for you to be free and well and blessed. It moved God to send His only Son to die for you. It moved Him to send Jesus to bear your sins, your sicknesses, your diseases, to take your punishment so you could be made whole in every way. God's compassion compelled Him to pay a staggering price so that you could have right standing with God in your spirit, peace for your soul, and health for your body. His compassion is so personal and so strong that if you'd been the only one in the world who was willing to receive it, God would still have sent Jesus to the cross just to save you. When you call on Jesus in faith, the compassion of God will still lead Him to heal you, to deliver you, and to help you. His compassion is still compelling Him to meet your every need. When you made Jesus the Lord of your life, God raised you from spiritual death by giving you His own life. Old things ended, and God made you all new by putting Himself inside you. That process is sometimes called regeneration. That word is an accurate description of what happened to you. When you made Jesus your Lord, you were joined to God Himself, and He became your generator. His light and His life began to flow through you. That doesn't mean you're replacing Him. It doesn't mean you're the sovereign God. It means you're connected to Him. His very life, love, and power are in you. You're not the originator of these qualities, but they're now in you through Him. When you agree by faith with Jesus, you connect to all He is. You suddenly have the capacity not just to love like He loves, but to love with His love. You can have God's love flowing through you just like electricity flows from a generator. These scriptures say that God is gracious, but too often we miss the fullness of what that really means. A person who is gracious is someone who desires to show favor to those who ask them. They are, as James 3:17 says, peace-loving, gentle at all times, and willing to yield to others. You know, God's like that. He likes to say yes to you. You might say God's hobby is doing good things for His children. He is continually watching for opportunities to bless you. Ecclesiastes 3:12-13 says, "It is good for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is a gift of God. God wants to give good gifts to His people. In fact, it brings Him joy and pleasure. You have a heavenly Father who loves to be good to you. The Bible uses many different words to describe the love God has for you, and one of the strongest words is favor. To favor someone means to take pleasure and delight in them, to enjoy doing good for them, to prefer them over all others. Do you know that as a child of God, you are one of His favorites? He doesn't just tolerate you. He doesn't put up with you. He takes pleasure and delights in you. He enjoys doing good things for you. Psalms 35:27 says, "Let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause, and let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, who has pleasure in the prosperity of His servant." He doesn't only favor you now and then. Nope. As long as you're walking in fellowship with Him, His favor surrounds you all the time, everywhere you go, 24 hours a day. Psalms 5:12 says, "For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. You will surround him as a shield." God expresses His love for you in very practical ways. He doesn't just give you flowery words or warm feelings while leaving you to fend for yourself. In His great love, He supplies all your needs. Philippians 4:19 says, "And this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs, spirit, soul, and body, from His glorious riches which have been given to us in Jesus Christ." God's love for you reaches far beyond what you can imagine. The Amplified Bible says, "The love of Christ far surpasses mere knowledge." Ephesians 3:19. God's Word says you need the strength and the power of God just to grasp a small understanding of His love. 1 Corinthians 2:9 through 10 says much the same thing about the blessings God has given you. That is what the Scriptures mean when they say, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love Him." But it was to us that God revealed these things by His Spirit. For His Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deepest secrets. All right, you've completed lesson two. As you seek Him, God will give you a fuller understanding of how much He loves you. He'll show you the great and mighty things He's planning to give you. That's all the time we have for today, but I want to leave you with some ways to fully realize God's love for you. Take a few minutes and list out some of the things that God thinks about you. Then, name some ways that Jesus showed compassion to people while He was here on the earth. Then, think about some personal experiences that you've had in which God's favor helped you. Be sure to download the study documents and come back soon. In the next lesson, we'll talk about putting God's love into action. Until next time, remember, Jesus is Lord.